Yes, okay, very good. Yeah, it was north of here, actually, and I did see it this morning. It just barely went over the lake along the tree line on the shore, and I was surprised. I turned my head a little, and there it was, real large, pretty low, too. I don't know, let's see, it was north of here, and it was headed to the west. So maybe it was going towards Pontiac, maybe. So, by the way, speaking of the Hindenburg, I just got a QSL card over a week ago commemorating the anniversary of that tragic event. I think it was 1938. I worked this special event station. Maybe a couple, can't remember how long, maybe a few months ago, commemorating the anniversary. And I had just gotten a QSL recently with the photo of the Hindenburg. So it's one of my, I put it in a special event section of a photo album. W8VIJK8ED.
This is W8VIJ. Yeah, very good, Mark. And hopefully I'm still in here. I'm trying to maintain a hotspot here because I know it's kind of iffy here in this living room. But if I went in the bedroom, it would be different. If I'm in the bedroom, I'll be on my base, but I'm in the living room. So, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything in comparison to the Hindenburg at all. But did you see any information on that blimp? Was it... like an LED type thing or something on it, regards to what it was or is or whatever it is. But I don't, it'd be the first time I've ever seen anything around the time of the Dream Cruise over.